And it's that's the strength and authority. So they had to make a spear, you know, with two prongs of the antlers of the caribou. Very sharp. So they have that. So he tells his son-in-law, he says, stand over there in front of Kiran, and I will paddle towards the big fish. So the young man went there, just on the bow, right here, inside. So he went close to the fish, and he was just ready to do it. And he says, no, he says, you go over and stand on top, and then you can spear him much better. So he stands there, and then when he was ready to spear the fish, he swings the boat, this old guy, and down went the young man into the water. And the sturgeon that was there was another sturgeon. It was the fish that has his teeth. It grabbed him, and it swallowed him, this young man. So the old man says, well, that's it. He says, now I can go back home. So he went back home. And just in that moment, the young man who was swallowed by the fish went in there. So he commanded the fish, and he says, turn to my home. So the fish turned around and went back to his camp. And as soon as he arrived at his camp there on the shore, he came out and hit the fish on the head, and dragged it up into the shore and cut it in pieces and gave it to his wife. He cooked the fish. And then he gave some cooked steak, you know, fish steak to his son. You already have a Sunday steak, just eat it. Then they went to play those ways and eat the fish outside. And by this time, the old man arrived, came up the river, and he saw the boys eating the fish. He says, where did you get the fish from? And they said, my father brought the fish. Your father? And he says, yes, well, the fish, nice sturgeon for us. No, he says, your father has been swallowed the fish a long time ago. The boys just went on playing. So he walks in, and there's sitting his son-in-law beside his wife. And he looked at him and stared at him, wasn't sure if it was him or not. And then the woman says, what's the big idea staring at someone like that? Oh, he says, I saw his life over his head. And then it's just an excuse because it's shame. He didn't want to show that he was startled to see him, that he had killed him. So he went to bed, wondering, you know, how did this guy ever do that? So time passes again. Time passed, many moons, perhaps even a year. And then one day, the young man said, I wonder if there's any place where we could jump. You know, the jump, where there's a place they used to play. So the old man said, yes, I know the place where we used to go jump. There is a place out there on the hill. So the young man says, let's go tomorrow. Yes, sure. Next morning they left. So the young man followed the old man way out into the wilderness, right up to the bush into the hill. Finally, they reached the top there, and the old man says, this is the place. It was high, very high, high hill. It's stony, rocky, and everything. So they went into this place. And there was again, there was a gorge. The old man says, that's where we jump. So jump there, and if you can make it, you're all right. So he says, you first, said the young man. And so the young man says, okay. So he ran, and swing up across, and just before he swing, again the old man did the same thing, he blew. And for that reason he flipped once, like this. And he fell a bit short of this course, but he managed to catch against the rock. So he pulled himself out on this side. Not there, this side. So he came up where the old man was standing. And he says, that was very close, says the young man. And the woman, it is. So the young man came up over the edge and he says, your turn. The old man said, no, I can't do it. I'm too old. I can't get across there. I'm too far away. So the young man said, so, it's a game. We got to play. I did, then you should. So the old man says, okay. So he make a little run right at the edge and swing. And the young man did the same thing, and the old man just before he spun backwards this way, and down he goes. And you can hear him screaming and screaming and screaming, finally disappeared. No sound came, not a bit of sound. So the young man just said, well, yes, but he went back home. So when he got home, he didn't say anything, he just went to have a supper and all that, and his wife says, where is my father? So the young man says, that old man does always the trick, and they always get hurt. Maybe he just got hurt again. All I hear was I hear him yelling down that corpse, and that's it. I don't know if he's still alive or not. But anyway, it always says to him, he couldn't make it. So the young lady just forgot about it, and they went to bed. Just before they fall asleep, there was sound outside, somebody groaning and in pain. So they let the fire scarifier start, and then in come the old man, called him. His head was all patched up and it's been split open here. Then he came right in and breathed in pain.